Oops. Now ready. Sarah.
Hey, Vicky.
I am Vicky Barcelona. That is Ooh, Sarah. And this is The Broadcast.
Oh, hey.
Just a bunch of broads in here.
Hell yeah.
I love it. Sarah.
Yes.
Before I forget.
All right.
If you wanted to contact The Broadcast, how can people do so?
We have a Facebook at The Broad-Cast. We have a Twitter and Instagram, The Broadcast 999. You can call us or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Woo! How was your weekend?
I feel like I didn't even like breathe during that.
I know, I was proud of you.
My week. Oh yeah, it was. Yeah, we had the day off Monday, so
yeah,
we kind of had a long weekend. It was pretty mediocre,
Fair enough, I would say.
Yeah, just kind of chilled, and I slept till 11 on Monday, which was awesome.
I'm jealous.
But yeah, it was very non-memorable, really. Memorable?
Memorable.
Memorable. Yeah. How was yours?
I mean, I went to Lilac City Comic Con. That was fun.
Oh yeah, in Spokane, right?
Yeah. It was pretty chill. Your dad basically sat there and played board games the entire time. Didn't move from either. He was either sitting in the food court at the con playing games.
There was a food court?
Kind of.
Jesus.
It's just tables they put out in front of like this little vendor. And then, or there's this little cafe where our hotel was, like downstairs. And so they would close it at night. And so he asked for permission to just sit and use the tables. And they do that all night.
So it was either at the food court or at the cafe.
Right.
Playing games.
Go out and do stuff. Like, even I went out to the hot tub for a little bit. It was so nice.
Oh, like, because it's just like a gaming convention, right?
It's a comic book convention.
Oh, so it's a little bit of everything.
Okay. Yeah. So there was comic books, like stores that were selling comic books, comic book artists and writers and just regular artists and like crafts, like people who do arts and crafts. Like, there's this gal who does like really cool old school like mugs, ceramic mugs that she makes herself.
Ooh.
And I bought one. It was so, like, I sat there like an idiot because I love collecting mugs.
Yeah.
But I don't like just like any boring like white mug that's had something funny printed on it. I like really funky looking mugs.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they're all in storage except for one, now two. And so I like the way I have to like go up and I felt all her mugs because they're all different shapes and everything.
Do you use them and actually drink out of them?
Yes. When I was living on my own or with roommates, I should say, all the mugs were mine pretty much. Mm-hmm. And it's just like I would just grab a different one each time. And that was the fun part of it. When I move out, I have these plans. I'm a total nerd.
And you're going to actually use all of them,
yes,
up, rather than just have them on display.
No. Yeah. Like, I want a rack so I can just grab and pick and choose different ones each time. Be like, oh, I want the pink one today. I have a pink one that says hot stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I have ones from like that are really funky looking that I've gotten from different places. Like when I go to Astoria, I got one from a bed and breakfast I stayed at once called Clementine's.
Oh, that's kind of cool how people do with like the Starbucks ones. They always get one from the different location.
But I really like the funky, like something that feels different.
Yeah.
So I have a whole bunch. I think I have a black one. It had like white speckles on it. And I actually got it from the sex, or what is it, the porn theater in Portland.
Ooh.
I went into the theater with a buddy, and we didn't actually go into the theater. We just like, can we just go into the lobby? Because they have to let you in. Yeah. And so there's like a little gift store, and there's like some candy you can buy at the counter. And we just BS with the,
what's on the mug that you got?
It had the logo, like the logo of the theater, but that washed off.
Oh, I thought maybe
that'd be
a big old ding-a-lang might be on it or something.
That'd be even funnier, actually. I do have one, and it's from Voodoo Donuts, and it actually has a hole in the mug.
Oh.
Yeah, like the way they did it. So there's a hole if you, like, goes right through the mug, and it says something like, it's better with a hole or in the hole or whatever.
So you can't actually use it?
I can.
Wait,
it's just like, it's like, it has like a weird curve on the inside. So like, if you wanted to dip your cookies in it, you couldn't really, but it just kind of goes to either side.
Oh, so the coffee or something doesn't actually come out of it?
No.
Oh, I was like, what?
No, I'll have to send you a picture whenever I get out of storage, but it also had the writing on the outside, and that washed off with the...
Oh, with the dishwasher.
So it's just like a weird pink mug with a hole in it. So I'm like, all right, all right.
So you actually got out and explored the con other than just gaming.
Like, I went to the mall real quick and explored. There's a comic book store called, like, The Comic Book Shop that's huge in Spokane. And we actually, we didn't bring swimsuits, so we had to go buy something quick. And it just, we went to a couple bars and stuff. And then we just came back and played party games.
Oh,
which
yeah.
involved, like, there's a
dirty
game.
Dirty thing.
There's one called Draw What, which is basically the bastard child of charades, Pictionary, and Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Filthier. So basically, you roll the die, and it's going to tell you if you're going to draw or act out, and then you get a number. So then you move your little player, your little game piece, which mm-hmm. your game piece is something that goes to the rear window, if you know what I mean. It has a cute little face on it.
Oh.
So you go wherever color you land on, you draw a card if it's your turn to, like, act or draw, and it will tell you, like, which what your word is. So if, like, the color is orange, it's like, okay, you pick the orange word. It's like, oh, I gotta try to act out bondage.
Okay. And then do you have a partner?
Yes, you need teams. Okay. Like, okay. At minimum, like, two per team. Like, or, like, you know, two people each team, you could switch off. But you can do this with, like, bigger groups, too, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, that sounds really fun.
My favorite was I had to pantomime MILF. And I got real creative.
Did you pretend you were giving birth?
No, I pretended I was, like, holding a baby. Like, baby, baby. Then I pointed at my head. I'm like, what am I? They're like, mom. And I'm just, like, all, like, posing all sexy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on. They're like, sexy mom, hot mom. I'm like, you got this. Come on. It was awesome.
How did you win? Did you?
I think the first time around, I think we might have just, like, been done with it and, like, left after. I don't even think we finished. I think we just, like, hey, we'll call it a draw.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think we did win. Oh, I lied. There was odd teams.
Yeah.
So I had to play for both teams.
Oh, really?
So I helped both teams. So technically, I did win.
And you lost.
Yes.
You did both.
Anywho, but yeah, whenever I go on those, I always, like, forget to post on my own personal social media,
mm-hmm.
like, about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Over the years, I'll post every now and then on my fan pages, but I don't really.
Yeah.
I don't like showing what I'm doing. I'm on social media all the time, but I don't like telling everyone what I'm doing.
Here I am. Was that because you were like, don't want people to find you?
Something like that. Like, it's a mixture of that. And it's just, I don't want to hear, like, from my family or whatever. They're like, oh, what are you doing here? Actually, I did have when I made the mistake of sharing a post from years ago when I went to the same convention. I'm like, hey, it's funny that this is showing up today and I'm on my way to the same convention.
Oh, that's cool.
And this guy from Spokane that was friends with one of my friends who lived in Spokane, we picked him up and we moved him back to Western Washington. And so I met him. It was his old roommate. And so he's on my Facebook. I don't really know the guy.
Yeah.
And every now and then he'd send me messages. I'm like, I don't know you, dude. Like, this is kind of it was kind of like hitting on me. I was like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, wait, are you coming to Spokane? We should definitely hang out. I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah, I don't know you. Damn it.
Like, I'm busy with work stuff. I'll let you know. And I totally forgot to, like, tell him no, like, that I could not.
Well, it's just awkward.
But is there anything that you kind of stay away from on social media, like not posting or just stay out of in general when you see someone else posting?
I don't really. I mean, if my friends tag me and stuff, I don't really care. I never tag myself into places, though.
Oh, like, oh, check in, you mean?
No. Yeah. I'm never like, oh, I'm at Red Robin. Let me check into Red Robin. Like, I don't do that. I don't really think anyone cares where I am necessarily. And then if they do, I don't want someone to be like, I don't want that awkward, like, oh, really? I'm at Red Robin. Or, oh, I'm really close by there. Like, let's meet up, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, well, what do I do at that point? Either I'm going to be rude and I'm going to say no, or, like, I can't be like, oh, I'm not there because I am there.
Right.
I never check in.
I have a friend that wherever we go, like, we'll do girls nights, and she makes sure to check into every single location. And it's just like,
why? I mean, I know some people, they have like some places have like a discount or something.
Right.
Like, check in and you'll get 10% off or a free glass of wine.
Right.
I get it then. But other than that, I don't. Are you trying to show off that you're, like, at a bar and now you're at the gym and now you're out to eat? Like, I don't understand.
I mean, not to be rude if your guys are one of those people. Some people just like to do that. They like to, like, tell their families and friends, like, hey.
But tell us why. Because in reality, no one gives
like, if you, like, check into, you know, the freaking club, you're like, or not even club, just somewhere random, and you're like, woo! It's like, okay, what's woo about it?
Yeah, yeah. The only thing I do kind of understand when people do is when they check in when they're going somewhere. Mm-hmm. But to me,
like, to a flight?
Yeah, to me, that's completely just being like, I'm going on vacay, F you mother effers, be jealous of me.
Although
that's exactly what I think.
Although, I mean, if you are leaving with your significant other and your home is unattended, you probably don't want to be advertising that you are going to be out of town.
But it's obvious because everyone posts pictures and stuff, so everyone's going to figure it out anyway. But
I mean,
but yeah, I don't understand people who day to day like need everyone to
know. Nobody cares if I'm at the gym. Like,
yeah,
nobody cares if I'm out doing this or that. Like, I don't.
And I don't get why people, I just don't understand. And it's not like you'll get like 2 likes on it. Like no one cares. And you see it over and over again. Like, does it make you feel more special?
I mean, I think we're living in like this society where we feel like we have to perform on social media.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And it's just like, I've kind of gotten over that. I was a little worse when I was younger and I was very much the vague poster and all that stuff. But as I've gotten older, I'm like, I like my privacy and I like, you know, nobody knowing where I am per se. Like,
yeah.
It's just like my folks are on there, so I'm going to be checking in. Like, I mean, granted, like, I'll tell them, like, oh, where are you? I'm here.
Well, especially on, like, Snapchat or, like, the Instagram stories or stuff. Uh-huh. Like, people make their life look like it's always this great time. And in my mind, like, you believe that. You're like, wow, like, you're always going out. You seem to have a lot of friends, this, that, and the other. But then when I actually talk to them, they're not happy at all.
Right.
Or they have a lot of S going down in their life. And I'm like, it's so deceiving.
I'm like, why do you feel it just makes you, I think, more depressed? Because it's like, look at all the cool stuff I have, but I really don't.
Yeah, and I'm actually really
I don't have adventures. I'm pretty lonely. And
yeah.
I think it hurts more than it helps. Honestly.
It's weird.
But I know social media is a thing and it's going to be here to stay. And I know it's technically my job. And like, I'm good at it. I know how to do stuff. It's just, when I see people posting this, I'm like, do we really need to be posting that?
Oh, yeah.
But then I'll get the, like, reminders, like, hey, this day, like, 5 years ago, I'm like, really? I posted that? And I go back and I delete these posts. I'm like, no.
Really?
I'm just like, you're an idiot. Delete this.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm like, you're stupid. Like, because that's what that's what you did.
I didn't do that.
Well, you weren't really on.
I never really vague posted or had. Well, I'm not on MySpace, so I don't know. Maybe my MySpace posts were weird, but...
All the emo on MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
But I found this article from fashionbeans.com, and it says 14 things to never post about your relationship on social media.
Ooh.
And so your boyfriend, Johnny Rubbers.
Johnny Rubbers.
He doesn't have a Facebook.
He has absolutely no social media.
Freaking good on him.
He never... Like, he said he wants, like, back in the day, had a MySpace. But he hasn't gotten any of, I think he's just afraid of like the government finding out all the things about everything. And it is really trippy because yesterday I was talking to my girlfriend about this show in Vegas that I had never Googled, never looked up or anything. And then it was like on my email, like as like a little like, you should see this. You should see this. And I was like, what?
Skynet's real, man.
Yeah. So I get that it's sketchy. But yeah, he doesn't have one at all. Nothing.
No, that's pretty awesome. And like the last time I had an actual boyfriend, I posted like we switched our relationship status like
to in a relationship with kind of thing.
Uh-huh. And then we I posted a couple pictures, like mostly it was people tagging us.
Yeah.
But there was like maybe 1 or 2 pictures I posted and it was like usually a group thing.
Oh.
But I was very like, I'm not posting.
Weird. Did you like want to wait like a certain amount of time?
Yes. And also like I read this thing that says the best sign of a good relationship is no sign of it at all on Facebook.
Do you believe that, though?
To a point.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the people that are always posting about it and talk like, here's my boyfriend. Look what he did. He's doing this. Oh, my God. He's doing this, this and this. Or my girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. And I'm commenting on every single thing. I think they're overcorrecting any issues they have in their real life.
Well, it's weird, too, because when I first started dating Johnny Rubbers, like, I didn't put anything on my medias about it. Just because I am private in that kind of way. But then it's also, I want to make sure this isn't just going to be a few month thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to be like, my boyfriend's so great. And then we break up. And then I'm like, oh, that's embarrassing.
That was part of it,
too. Let me go delete this, you know. And I don't really delete anything. So then it's just up there anyway, because... You know, I mean, it's what happened. I can take my faults. But yeah, I waited a good, I think I waited like 9 months or something until, and then I wanted to make sure he was okay with it.
Right.
It's not like I can tag him, but just to make sure his face is out there.
Yeah, I think a good 5 or 6 months is not a bad timeline.
Yeah, like window to be like, okay, at least you're going to be around.
Right.
Kind of.
Especially like, like I that's just me personally. There's people that are like, oh, you're my boyfriend today? Okay, let's change our statuses right now. And it's like,
Well, and then once you post about how much you love him and all this crap, it's like, you don't want to be that person that cries wolf.
Right.
Because we're not going to believe you. You'll get a boyfriend, then lovey-dovey-dovey, and then break up. And then you'll get a boyfriend and do the exact same thing, you know? And it's like, okay.
I think I saw, like, this tweet. I don't remember. It was this girl kissing a guy, and he's like, oh, he's my world. I love him. And it's like, bitch, this is your world in a month. Like, seriously?
Like, calm down.
Are you collecting the universe? Like, what's going on?
What?
But that's me too. Like, I have no problem with like posting pictures and stuff, or even like guys that I was kind of dating, or not either like sort of dating, or even like buddies that, you know, whatever, that I'm actually my friends. I've posted pictures of us, or I'll tag where I'm going sometimes, because like if somebody goes out of their way to do something for me,
mm-hmm.
like I'm taking you to this place, or I'm doing this for like your birthday, and then I feel like
it's super nice.
It's like I want to like show off, not for my benefit, but be like, look, like to make you feel good.
Yeah.
But like, I like that a lot of my friends are cool with.
I do kind of. That's like the only reason why I do wish sometimes he did have a social media, is like when he does something nice, or I can like, and I know it's not, it shouldn't be like, oh, thank me over Facebook or whatever. But people do get butthurt, like if you don't wish them a happy birthday over Facebook, or you know what I mean?
Right.
So that I just wish he had. So I could be like, babe, thank you.
I have friends that get all butthurt that I haven't done that. Because I wish people happy birthday personally. Like, or like, not personally. Like, if they're really close, I'll say it in person. But I'll shoot them a private message or a text.
Dude, my girlfriend got so mad at me last month because I didn't do anything for her on Facebook, and the first thing I did for her birthday was try to call her. Uh-huh. And to me, I would like a phone call is way more like.
Yeah.
And it was on a Sunday, and I didn't even look at Facebook. I woke up, remembered it was your birthday, and immediately tried to call you.
Right.
Like,
then she should shut the hell up.
I didn't go on Facebook and be like, "Oh no, it's your birthday." I see, because thank God, honestly, thank God, Facebook tells me, because right. I'd forget a lot of people's birthdays without it. But I was like, really, really, because I didn't showcase it.
Like,
and
that,
post pictures of us and
that's
crap.
That's when you have,
like,
to reconsider a friendship, in my opinion.
It's just like, well, I mean, this is the day and age. This
right.
is how, and she's a little younger than me. It just gets worse. You know what I mean? This is how people show
right.
their love.
The only people I do that for are my mom and dad and my brother. And luckily, my mom and brother have the same birthday, so I only have to do it twice
a year. Easy.
But I also do it for, like, my mom on Mother's Day. I didn't this year, though, and I don't
see. Yeah, unless I actually, like, remember and have, like, a good picture that right. like, I need a reason to post this.
Right.
Then I'll do it. But I don't even think I wished right. my mom a happy Mother's Day on yeah. Facebook. But I called her.
it's a little weird. But going back to this list we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. What shouldn't we post?
About a relationship on social media.
Okay.
First one is, don't post what happens between the sheets. It's like, why it's a mistake. Well, first of all, it's gross. Second of all, no one likes a TMI nader. So, you know, somebody who just does all the TMI stuff. It's like, eh. It's like someone says, "What? We're not saying you should engage in a little long distance flirtation with your significant other if that's your thing, but just keep like the dirty stuff to the text or whatever you do. You know, like it just. Why would you want to do that? Like, oh my God, I had such a great time with you. Like, I'm a little sore. Like, who the hell?
I have a friend who does that.
Ugh.
Her Facebook status for New Year's was, and it was a picture of them, and it was, we brought in the New Year's with a bang, winky face. And in my mind, I thought it was cute and clever, but like, I don't want to picture y'all having sex. And now I am, right. and I'm grossed out. Like, sorry, like, but that's how it is.
Yeah, I'm like, cool. I mean, I think that's not as bad as other people that go full on, especially when you hear Facebook drama.
Go really graphic.
It's just like, oh, baby, I love you. It's like, look, you gave me some sweet loving last night.
What about, like, how do you feel about, like, if you're, it's like on your own? Like, I mean, not.
What
I
mean,
about
like, if you're
like
single?
Your hoo ha or something, or like my friend has posted about like, oh, I hate it when you're about to like get busy with yourself and you realize your ran out of batteries or something like that.
Okay, that's just funny.
Is that okay?
That's funny. But if you're like, oh my God, I just had the best session ever, it's like, good for you. Again, it's like, oh my God, I just picked up some fast food. Good for you. I do not care.
Okay. Well, because I always think about that too. Is like sometimes like my hoo ha is like really sore, like just from like riding a bike or something.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, like I want to tweet about this. I wonder if anybody else's hoo ha gets really sore. And I was like,
I'm pretty sure most people do have sore hoo ha's after riding a bike. But it's like, not like, again, I mean, because I'm a little bit more
reserved
with my social media posts. I'm like, does anybody care? That's the first filter. Like, would anybody actually care
But Twitter is so that you post anything. And right. Facebook is more like, I would never post that on Facebook because I'm not trying to get like comments and stuff. Okay. But like a Twitter is more like, this is just word vomit.
Yeah, I think that's more acceptable. I think that's funnier. But Facebook, I'm still thinking Facebook because Facebook's a monster of all monsters.
Yeah, Facebook, you get all the people.
Number two, keep the personal details about your partner to yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially if they're personal.
Right. Like, that's just, like, their stuff. Like, you want to honor that respect.
No, yeah.
Like, probably, and you also don't want, like, you don't know who's on their Facebook page, like, their coworkers, their bosses.
Well, especially, like you're...
had a hard time. He's been really depressed lately. Probably doesn't want you, like, saying that.
And if he's going to see that, too.
It's like, that is not going to make him feel good.
Oh, no. No. And if it was roles reversed and he did that, like, to me.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
No way.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. This stuff annoys me. Save this for your DM. Save the mushy stuff for each other. It's like, we get it. You're in love.
I love the mushy stuff.
I mean, every now and then, if you like post a picture like Woman Crush Wednesday, okay, cool. But if you're like, oh my God, my baby sweetums, and then there's like 100 comment thread on your stupid pet names. Like,
oh, that's annoying. Okay. Yeah. I thought that's annoying. No. I like the one like status or picture and it's like, baby, thank you so much. I love you a lot every now and again. Not, I have a couple on Facebook that's what they do. They post about it or they post something and the other one's like, oh, you're my hero, baby cakes. Oh, I love you so much, puppies.
Like nothing.
And I'm like, okay.
In my head, nothing like reeks more of like, let me mark my territory than that.
Well, and it's just like weird. Like, do you speak to that like in person with each other all the time?
Like, I'm just picturing these two people sitting like across the couches from each other and just typing all this with a straight face and not engaging with the other person.
Yeah, it's really weird and unnecessary to go back and forth and back and forth. Like, we get it, especially if they're married or something. Like, yeah. Okay, like, we get it, you guys.
Another one is keep unapproved pictures of your partner on just your camera. Like, don't post them. But I know you take pictures of your boyfriend while he's sleeping.
I do.
But do you post them?
No. No, those are just for me and my happiness. Right. Except I do want to make a collage one day of all of them. But I don't know what I would do.
Oh, I know what you can do. All right, he's going to hate me. So I think at different stores, like how we got your boudoir book, they'll print on really soft material.
Like a blanket.
Of him sleeping.
Oh my God, that would be the best
thing.
And
then he can sleep with it and he'll hate you.
Oh my, could you imagine if I have like 20 different little pictures on the blanket of him passed out?
I was like, my mom did that. She did all the grandkids and gave it to my grandma.
Oh, that's cute.
I was super pissed because my freaking, I think she's 17 or 18 year old cousin, went and like picked a lot of the pictures out of us on Facebook and she grabbed one of my tagged photos. I'm like, you bitch, I look so bad.
Oh, do you? Is everyone supposed to look bad? Or was
no,
it just,
but like her picture, of course, is her in her prom dress looking hot. I'm like, you bitch.
She just picked a terrible picture.
I'm like, seriously? I'm like, mom, like, why didn't you use my profile picture? If you had to get one from Facebook or ask me, I'll text you a picture.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I really want to do this now. I don't know if that's like creepy and if he would get like mad though.
Yes and yes. Let's do it.
Worth it.
All right. Let me see if I can get through this because I actually have to do a short podcast today because I'm going to go see Solo.
Solo. Tell me how it goes.
Yes. I'll let you know next week.
Okay.
All right. You can tune in to BJ Shea's Geek Nation on Friday. We're going to do a spectacular.
Ooh.
Next
with
one.
With spoilers, I assume.
All right. Stop trying to win points in your lover's spat. It's like when you make your fight public, you are undermining your ability to make up effectively. Why? Because your friends and family will undoubtedly take your side. So you've opened the door for people to give their two cents about what you're doing in your relationship.
Yeah. I just don't fight in public, publicly.
No.
Either online.
Same.
Or I have a really bad time not fighting in public because I'm very much like, I will create a stage. I will make a scene. I don't care if I'm upset or sad or something. I have no problem letting everyone know it. But it's like really awkward. And it's really awkward for everyone else, too, especially after we make up. But then everyone's like, but we know, like,
it's like, yeah,
you
we don't
guys are in a fight or we're in a fight.
Or like he did this really awful thing or she did this really awful
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't imagine that being on Facebook and everybody like
if having that proof.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody else chiming in and being like,
that's really uncomfortable. It's like, don't, like, even if it's something like, well, he doesn't believe that I should buy like my son a dress or blah, blah, blah. Or like, I don't.
Yeah. It's still like, why are you trying to get everyone else's opinion? So like, then you have like more to back you up.
I mean, but... I'm totally down with like friendly debates. And even if it's about something like I've done like political debates, but not so much where like this person's right, you're wrong. It's like, no, well, so you believe in this, but have you thought of this? Or well,
political debates never end good, especially on Facebook.
I've actually ended some pretty decent. Not
oh, that's impressive.
Where I'm just like, you know what? I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying, look at this too.
Yeah.
You're entitled to your opinion, but just can you understand the point I'm trying to
that's
make?
That's a nice way in saying, I think you're wrong. However, I don't want to say that so you don't get upset.
Yeah.
Here's my point
of
view.
Well, because they get all ruffled up and I'm like, I'm not getting ruffled up. I'm having fun.
I can't do that. I can't do political debates.
Right.
Even if I see something I don't like, I just scroll past it. Yeah,
just keep moving. I've deleted a few people off some of the stupid stuff they've said.
Well, if you like someone posts something so much, even if it's of anything, political or not, but if you post an F ton of it, I'm going to get annoyed seeing it.
Yeah. So either I'm going to unfollow you or just delete you.
Yeah.
Another one is no one wants to see your tongue wrestling selfies. So the people that are making out. Blah, 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 blah. So here's a picture of us making out. That's weird.
I mean, it is weird. Some of them are pretty sexy, though.
I've done those in like when I was 18. But they weren't on MySpace. So none of my family was on MySpace.
I don't know. If you're both good looking, sure, tongue wrestle. If not, I don't want to see it. Is that bad?
No, I think it depends on the quality of photo. If it's just like some blurry, you know, like you try to take a selfie and it blurred out because you moved.
Yeah.
Like don't.
But like even if you aren't attractive to begin with, in my opinion, I'm not going to find a good quality YouTube making out photo.
Well, I don't know. Like, I mean, sexy. Granted, these people are attractive. I can't tell the guy. But like the picture they used in the example.
That's hot.
See, it's like it's nighttime. F. They're making out. It looks really romantic.
It's steamy.
And then the freaking fireworks in the background. So I'm like, that's pretty cool. So I think if you did like it was something like that, I don't think I'd hate it so much. But at the same time, I'm like, you're posting that. Your family's looking. That's weird.
Oh, see, my family can see anything I post. I make out in front of my family. Like, so.
Awkward.
I'm so one of those, like, if I post it and like if my mom or dad follow me, they would never, ever get upset. But if they were ever to get upset or like, oh, that was a lot, Sarah, I'd be like, don't be friends with me then.
It's like, get off my Facebook.
Exactly. Get off my page.
Another one says, don't post mean jokes about your significant other. And why are you making them in the first place?
Oh, yeah, that's mean. Yeah.
I'll make a joke and I'm like, okay, this is supposed to be funny. And if it were anybody else, it'd be even funnier. But I'm going to like jokingly say this. I'm like, I don't mean offense. Like, I'm going to preface that. And then I'll say it. And I'm just like, I know this is not how I really feel, but this is what I thought of.
Like, it was a joke towards.
Yes.
What is it? What would you say? Do you know? Can you not say?
Yeah, I cannot say.
Oh, too much?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I would never say a joke on Facebook. I say a joke's to him, and then sometimes he thinks it's funny, and sometimes it's too much, and then he'll get offended or, like, butthurt about it, and I'll be like, sorry, it was a joke.
Didn't mean to.
But I would never, I don't put that stuff out there. Right. And I must say, if a guy ever did that, like, to me, ooh.
See ya.
Ooh, so mad.
This one, I agree, and I feel like... This applies to everyone, not just people in relationships. There's no need to flaunt pictures of pricey presents. So, like, you know, it's cool. You know, he gave you diamonds and all that stuff. But one, it's not a great idea because just telling people.
You got that money.
That, so let me steal it. And it's also just like, is that really like how you want to.
Well, some bitches are all about that, all about materialistic stuff. So
I'm like, if that's what you want to be, that's cool. But you're not going to be my friend. I mean, not going to be my friend. I don't think we'll. Mesh well.
I mean, some people just like their Louis Vuittons and their Coach.
Well, I have a friend
Prada.
Who I adore, and she always gets like uncomfortable, like when she's buying like these really expensive. Like she'll buy like a purse, like it'll be on sale, but it's still like $250. That's more than I would spend on a purse.
Yeah.
And so I can feel her very uncomfortable because she knows that's not my life. That's not what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, you know, it's like, oh, this doesn't make you like. It's like, oh, don't judge me. I'm like, why? You work hard for your money. You busted your ass in college and you got a great job and you can afford this.
Yeah.
I spend my money on other stuff like tattoos and other dumb stuff.
That's the only thing. Like, if
this is your money.
If she can afford it, then good for you. But like if you're out there trying to save money, constantly bitching about how you're so broke and this, that, and spending that much money. Yeah, I'm going to judge you.
And then posting it on Facebook.
I'm going to effing judge you.
Here's the thing. I've never once seen her post any of her bags or anything like that on Facebook. It's just like, this is just for me. It's like, because I feel like when you are buying all those things, it's like you're not necessarily buying them for you. You're buying, and some people really love these brands.
Oh, yeah,
for the. You're doing it for the recognition online. Mm-hmm. You're for the approval of people on Facebook, which.
For the approval of people even outside when you walk with it or walk with your handbag that's Louis or whatever. Right. But the one thing that I do feel like totally you can flaunt and you should flaunt is your engagement ring. 100%. That is something that I feel like that guy probably spent a pretty penny on whether he wanted to or not, and he did it for you. So I think that is something you should totally be like, I'm engaged, woo! Which, by the way, I feel like everyone's getting engaged now, holy moly.
Right.
There's like a million people on my Facebook feed. I know, I'm like, my this friends, one, this one, this one, this one.
And some of my close friends just got engaged, and I helped them get the, what's it called, the information, if you will, on her engagement ring. I tricked her into telling me what kind of ring she wanted.
She, and it was probably kind of a pretty penny. And so she should show it off.
She showed it off and she's all happy.
Good.
And
that is something that I think totally, that's one piece of jewelry that.
But when people like, it's, oh my God, so it's Christmas and he gave me this purse and these shoes and this, they set up the picture. I'm like, why? Like, cool. That's the spirit of Christmas, yo.
Well, and like, why? I don't know. Is it to show off? Is it to show your boyfriend off? Is it to?
Yeah, it's like that weird category. Like, with the people I know, I'm like, I don't think the boyfriend would care. He's like, he doesn't necessarily, like, I think he would rather you be like, oh my God, look what he gave me in person to somebody instead of just kind of spilling it out to the world. Or what I like to show off, it's like, look, my mom sewed me a blanket.
But that's what people do now. People don't actually show people in person.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I found out all my people got engaged, and some of them my really good friends, like, through Facebook. It's like rather than calling anyone and being like, oh, my, guess what? He got me this purse or guess what? I'm engaged. Right. It's very much like, here's one post. The world is going to know now. I'm good.
See, what I end up doing is even if I don't get a chance to talk to everybody, if something happens, like I'll take a picture of it and send it to the people I want to know. So I'll send it to like this friend and this friend and then maybe like my mom or my cousin. And that's about it. Like the people.
Yeah. Like, see, it's just so like not personalized anymore.
Yeah. So like, but I'm not sending like a group chat. I'm like, oh my God, mom, check this out. It's like, hey, like my cousin Sarah, like, oh my God, did you see this? Whether it's a funny picture or it's like, this is what's going on or like my tattoo or whatever. It's like, look at my tattoo. Like I sent it out to a couple of different people because they wanted to know. And because we have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So they know what's going on in my life and vice versa. The other one is nobody looks forward to reading passive aggressive notes about your partner. So don't do the vague booking passive-aggressive crap because nobody likes that.
No. Passive-aggressive anything or vague anything.
Don't post just looking for validation. So why it's a mistake is that we're trained to take our friends' likes and comments as accurate measures of value. That's a big mistake when it comes to relationships. As you are happy with your are you happy with your partner? If so, it doesn't matter how many shares your kissing selfie gets. Also, you need to go back and read number 6 on the list. Avoid comments like, aren't we just the cutest couple in the world? Because constantly posting positive photos and statuses can also affect your relationship in a negative way. So it's when you post intimate details about your relationship, especially if they're always positive, you can end up in a position where you feel like you have to keep up the facade.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, by keeping things purely positive, you could be idealizing your relationship and you'll never be able to live up to its perfection.
Yeah, but then also posting things not perfect isn't
I'm saying, like, why do you have to constantly be posting all these little positive details? Like, I mean, if you post, I'm going to post a cool thing we did this week and then in a couple weeks here's another one or whatever.
Yeah.
So people that are posting every single day, I feel like, that are trying to keep up.
Extra.
Exactly.
Well, and then some people just love, like, oh, they're such a cute couple. I want them to last forever and ever.
Right.
So they
need
that
validation. They want that validation, which ends up making them idealize this relationship and makes them think that it's this amazing relationship when it's not. It's just the relationship they want on Facebook.
Plus, and I feel like there's probably then a fear of actually ever breaking up.
Mm-hmm. And it's not because you're afraid of losing the person. You're now becoming afraid of what people will say on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then who will you be with in all the pictures?
Right.
Alone.
I think there's a thing I was reading where Facebook will, if you put in someone's name, you know how you get the this time last year, this time today in the day. They're doing a thing where you can type someone's name in and it will just remove all the posts with that person.
Oh, that's weird.
So if you like, yeah, your ex, it's like, let me put in their name. So anything that posts up, because I've had a couple where like my ex showed up and it was a tagged photo. So I had deleted all the pictures, but these are tagged photos still.
See, I've never done that. I've never deleted an ex from anything like pictures and stuff. You can probably scroll and like see all my exes. I've never had like cared about going back and being like, delete.
For me, it was just like a thing. Like when I had a new boyfriend, it's like, I don't want, like, I'd feel bad if like something would pop up and it's a picture of my ex and it's him and I like kissing or hugging or being all cutesy and stuff. And yeah. It's just like.
But like you, he wouldn't see it. Only you would.
Well, I mean, right? Like if somebody reposted, somebody else reposted, or
that would be weird.
Or if like somehow somebody randomly commented on an old picture.
Yeah.
Because I think that happened once. Someone did comment on an old picture, and it was my ex and I. And it was just, it wasn't even like a dirty, it wasn't like us making out or anything. It was just like me laughing, and he had his like face on my, like his forehead on my head, like mm-hmm. laughing. And it was a really sweet kind of like candid photo someone took of us.
Yeah.
And then that's when the person who took the photo, and when somebody commented or he commented, he's like, do you want me to delete this? I'm like, yes, please.
Yeah.
And like, I don't,
just because you don't want it to make it awkward for your like current.
Yeah. Or just in general. I'm like, I don't want to see it. I don't care. Like if I have all the pictures, I end up saving a lot of pictures because I don't like getting rid of any photos.
Yeah.
But I have, so I have them saved in like a folder somewhere on like a somewhere.
So then you can like reflect in years and be like, who is that guy?
Or it's also to see him like how much my face has changed. And it's like,
oh, for you.
Just like how I've changed physically.
Oh. Well, I guess you probably still have pictures from like yourself.
Right. Somewhere. I got to organize it all. Let's wrap it up. Keep negative feelings about the in-laws to yourself.
You're so dumb if you're going to bitch about your in-laws on Facebook.
It'd be like bitching about your job.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Everybody can find out everything now. So just hush.
Next one says there's no need to share ultrasound pictures or really any image inside your body. It's like, why it's a mistake. Pregnancy is a beautiful miracle after all, and it's also very personal. So most people don't want to see a developing proto-human, not even a grainy black and white one. It totally makes sense to announce your joyful event, although note that most doctors recommend you wait until the second trimester when your risk of miscarriage plummets. However, you don't need an ultrasound to do that. Words will do just fine. I don't really care. Everyone's
supposed to. I think an ultrasound's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't weird me out at all, really.
The only time I don't like when people do that is when it is like, they're like, I just found out today I'm pregnant. So they're only 4 weeks along. I'm like, don't.
Yeah. That's scary. Yeah.
That's when I'm like, eh. 13 is the inside scoop of the breakdown of your relationship does not need to go public. So when you are going through a breakdown or break up, you don't need to post every single thing about that.
Oh, yeah, like the steps, kicking him out. He's coming to get his stuff.
Right. It's yeah. Like, whenever I've broken up with somebody, like the Facebook breakup, I'd immediately go.
That's so awkward, too, when everyone's like, she's now single. Or
like, oh, what happened?
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would just change my relationship status to like nothing. So it doesn't say single. It doesn't say anything. And then I'd immediately go find the post that says single and just delete that. I have to take that extra step. So I delete that whole post. So nobody sees, or hide it so nobody sees it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even think I have my relationship up there, like, yeah, for people to see at all.
Which I don't feel like many people do unless they're married. Whenever I see someone that has, like, the single thing on there, it just, I feel like they're trying to use Facebook as, like, a dating site, which I might have done at one point. I think mine says it. I was tired of the dating sites, and it was, like, my little trick.
Just so everyone knows.
Like, hey. Oh, shoot. I'm trying to see if I could see. If I'm Vicky right or not.
Vicky Lee single on the Facebook.
Because yes. I have everything for the most part private on my
totally.
Facebook. If you don't know me. So it just says that I'm from Lake Stevens and it says my name. And then you just see my profile pictures. But you don't see any of my posts.
You don't see anything. Yeah, or any of your information.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. It says no relationship info to show. But let's see if I'm going to see. I'm going to view it as Sarah. Let's see. Sarah. You can do this thing where you can view your profile and you can change things so people won't see everything.
Oh, really?
I've done that where I'll post something and I'll hide like BJ and Steve because I don't want them to like make fun of me later.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. If you just go into...
Do you just go to their profile and then...
It's usually like when you post... I'll show you in a sec or I'll explain in a sec. Yeah, I don't have any relationship status on my... I think my birthday's on there, but that's it. People who have their phone numbers on there, that's just weird. Hold on. There we go. So if you go to your post or when you're about to post something, you can do like there's a little thing that says friends on there and it can be public. That means it's anybody on Facebook can see it. Friends is all your friends on Facebook. And then you can do more and you can do like specific friends. So I've done that where I've posted something for just a couple of people for them to see or only me. So I'll post it so I can see it later.
And it's a status, right? Or your
status. Yeah, or you can do a photo album like that, too.
Oh.
So I have one that says, friends accept, and it's like my mom, my dad, BJ, and Steve. So I'm like, I don't want you to see this. I'm just going to hide it from
everyone except my parents
right.
and bosses.
Exactly. So, but the last, I think there's two more. Oh, no, that was a second last one. So the last one is, what you really shouldn't post is everything. Note that we didn't say anything. Your partner is a big part of your life, so it is appropriate to post exciting news or a funny story. But if your friends know everything that happens in your household from sunup to sundown, it's probably time to cool it on the social media for a while. So keep a few secrets. It's like posting intimate details is a sign of poor personal boundaries. With potential of potential and current employers monitoring social media and information is not likely looked upon as positive.
Yeah.
So it's like, think about it's your friends viewing this. And so if you're putting bad stuff up there, they're going to be judging your significant other and they're going to wonder, why don't you like my boyfriend or why don't you like my girlfriend? It's like, because all the drama you're posting on Facebook, it makes me think you guys aren't good for each other. I'm only seeing the bad stuff, or I'm only seeing really, really good stuff, which makes me think there's bad stuff.
Yeah.
And then potential employers, your family, it's just
a hot mess.
And it's just like relationships are supposed to be about like you and the person, right? Like, I feel like we're, like we said, like you're up on the stage in front of everyone. Like, why?
I mean, it's the same with friendships too, though, nowadays with social media.
It's not my jam, honestly. So whenever I get a boyfriend, like I will change the whole like relationship status on Facebook.
Even though you can't see it.
Well, I'll change it to where you could like see it if you're my friend.
Oh, it'll say like in a relationship with
so and so if he has a Facebook.
Yeah.
And, you know, post pictures of like us doing stuff like at events when people take pictures normally, like as if we were just friends, like you would take the picture. So
yeah.
If I would take a picture of you and you were like as a friend, then I can take it.
When would you take a picture of you two?
Like a birthday? Yeah.
And posting it. When would you do that?
I'll do boudoir photos.
6 months?
I think probably 6 months.
Yeah.
I think that's a good time. Or like if someone tagged us in a picture because we're all hanging out together, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, that's
because that showed up on my wall. But yeah, give us your guys' input. What do you guys think about posting on Facebook?
Do you post all about your relationship
or not? Or do you disagree with us? Please like leave us a voicemail or a text or whatever. If you do disagree with us, oh, I did forget we did have a text.
Wow.
Well, hold on, hold on. It was a very important text. It's from a buddy who's been sending us the memes. He says, "Hey girls, I just wanted to say thanks for being awesome and for reading every single text I send, including boobies." By the way, I was gonna tell you,
boobies,
because he sends me a lot of memes. James, feel free to post them on our Facebook page, and if the appropriate ones we can share.
Yeah, appropriate ones.
Yeah, so that way everyone else is seeing them, not just me.
We're PG-13. Okay,
PG-13. Let's be honest here, we're not PG.
Yeah, no, not at all. We try,
but yeah, no. Give us your input because I mean, maybe we're missing something. Maybe there's something awesome about this that we're not seeing.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Until next time. Bye. Bye.